There are many different conspiracy theories going around today in many different fields. In aviation, we have chemtrails, the theory that long-lasting aircraft condensation trails consist of chemical or biological agents that are deliberately sprayed for nefarious purposes, and the mysterious disappearances of multiple flights. In economics and society, some theories are the existence of secret societies that covertly control the world, such as the Illuminati and the Freemasons. In science and technology, we have alternative energy source suppression and flat earth. In medicine, alternative therapy suppression and vaccinations. There are many more conspiracy theories in government and entertainment, such as theories about the JFK assassination, the 9/11 attacks being an inside job, whether popular entertainers like Elvis and Tupac are still alive, or Walt Disney being cryogenically frozen. While some or maybe all of these theories can seem silly, one interesting effect we can see is that once exposed to a conspiracy theory, even if they remain unconvinced, a person will start to become more skeptical of things they weren't so skeptical of before. This is called the conspiracy effect. On the one hand, strong believers in these theories can choose to take action. Some of these actions can be harmless, such as writing a blog or just sharing the theory with friends, while other actions can have a negative effect on society. For example, some people might decide not to vote because they don't trust the government, or decide not to get their children vaccinated because they are afraid it might give them autism. These actions can hurt the democratic process and herd immunity, respectively.